Rudyard Area School's athletic director, AD, John Krentz, will be retiring this summer after over a decade of working in the district. Before the start of the girls' varsity basketball game Friday, Krentz was directed to half-court by secondary principal Chad Folkersma and superintendent Tom McKee, where he was honored for his dedication to serving the district. This prepared statement was announced to everyone in the gym by Kurt Kwiatkowski. Mr. Krentz has been the athletic director at Rudyard for the past 11 years and will retire June 30, 2025. As the athletic director, Mr. Krentz has overseen 21 district titles, 11 regional titles, 6 quarterfinal teams, 5 Final Four teams, and 2 upstate champions. The role of athletic director requires long hours and is always on the go. Many times, the athletic director is the first one up in the morning and then the last one leaving the school at night. Mr. Krentz, thank you for all your hard work and dedication to the Bulldogs over the years. John has not missed a home game since he assumed the role of athletic director. With a 14 varsity sports school district, that means Mr. Krentz has hosted 1,484 home events for Rudyard area schools. John is going to be impossible to replace. The leadership, direction, and support that he provides to our student athletes, school, and community are a true testament to his character. We are thankful for his time as our athletic director, and he will always be a Bulldog. In appreciation, Krentz was given a bag consisting of a lifetime pass to all sporting events and some Rudyard school swag. Krentz was also given a custom-made map of the Eastern UP consisting of the different teams, outlined from the conference. Before getting the AD job at Rudyard, Krentz was the department chair at Bay Mills Community College and managed its fitness center. Being an athletic director is not an easy job, however, for Krentz, it was very rewarding. Being an AD at Rudyard was a great experience. I thoroughly enjoyed it. You do not become an athletic director for the money, as we make pennies when you figure all the long hours we put in and hard work. People have no idea what all entails in our jobs. You do it for the love of athletics, the love of watching each athlete grow and mature. I was lucky as I was blessed to have great coaches and administrators that were very supportive and encouraging, Krentz stated. The 71-year-old Krentz will cherish all the memories. Through my 11 years at Rudyard, I had the chance to witness many success stories, seen many championship teams, athletes move up to play at the college level, but most of all, it was so exciting to see each and every athlete grow, learn and become great productive members of society. I have made many great friendships through these 11 years. I truly believe I was an AD at the best school in the state, Krentz continued. Just because Krentz is retiring doesn't mean he will stay away from the school. After June 30th, I plan on supporting my grandchildren in athletics as their best fan and will still help volunteer at home games. I truly was blessed to have had the opportunity to work with so many great athletic directors, coaches, administrators, and of course the athletes. I will always cherish those 11 years, Krentz concluded.